Back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank Studio.
It is 7:28, and it's our special year-in-review segment as we head to our newsmaker line. And we welcome back to the program County Commission Chairman Steve Shotwell. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, as well.
We're calling from the secret, top secret Jackson County Santa headquarters in downtown Jackson.
Okay, is this the is this what we call the flashing red phone? Is that the one?
Yes, it is. To be fair, yes, it is. This is the network system. Yes, sir.
Well, we appreciate you taking time, a little extra time to join us this morning. And one of the things that we've done for quite a while here at AM Jackson is we have our guests join us who are regular guests, and we do somewhat of a year in review. And we're going to do that with Steve right now at the county level, Steve. And it feels like some of the major things we talked about throughout the year ended up being roads. We seemed to talk a lot about the parks, and it seemed that we had – this year, a lot of conversations about the Jackson County Airport. So are those the things that we're going to be talking about today?
Yeah, we'll cover that, and then we'll also cover law enforcement.
Okay.
And the different things that we've assisted the sheriff with this year, equipment-wise, and the expanding services that the county jail, through modernization, will be providing over the next couple years also.
So where do you want to start of those four things? Where do you want to start here today, Steve?
I'm going to start with roads because that's always on everybody's mind. And we had a very busy year of preventive maintenance and work that was done around Jackson County, whether it be County Farm Road or Pulaski Road, which had chip seal and preventive maintenance work done to it. Or major rebuilds, like 10 miles of Moscow Road overlay work that was done out there. And most of this work is done by private contractors, so this is getting the private sector involved in putting people back to work and doing that type of stuff. So you had Moscow, Sutton Road that had a long stretch done on it, and the county worked with Blackman Township and resurfaced Wildwood Avenue from the city limits to Lawrence Avenue. And I know everyone had a problem with that, and that was Michigan Paving, which is, again, a local contractor that did that work. You know, and then Napoleon, Hoyer, Reynolds, and Blackman Road all saw work done on them. That was over almost 5 miles of mill and resurfacing that was done out there, and that's a lot of work. And then our crews worked on 10.5 miles of chip seal paving throughout Jackson County and did East Michigan Avenue, Lansing Avenue, Clinton Way, Robinson Road, and Detman Road. That's going to make those roads last longer going for the next 25 years. And we worked with the townships, the cities and villages on safe street projects for all the way around Jackson County, whether it be working with simple overlays to what we call super meetings, where we involve everybody, but it includes emergency responders, school administrators, and a lot of different non-motorized groups for Jackson County. And those projects are rolled all into one in the roads. You know, we finished the Mike Levine Trail, which pathway is now complete, which crosses the Grand River, which passes along Lansing Avenue, which created a controversial road project out there. We'll see how it works going forward. And if we have to modify that, the county is ready and prepared to do that on Lansing Avenue if it ends up needing to be done.
Are we talking about the bike trail right there that's alongside the road?
Sure. Yeah. That's named Mike Levine is what that is, Lakeland Trail. And that's because Mr. Levine is the one that donated the money for the county to have its match program to reach out to the state of Michigan through the Michigan Trust Fund to get that all done. So, yeah, he's a gentleman that likes to ride bikes with his grandkids and feels that Michigan is a great place to do it, and has put his money where his mouth is.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's a big advantage for Jackson County. And Kyle Lewis and the Parks Department to reach out to him and create that whole that whole system of trail now, which stretches literally from Concord east all the way to the county line up in Stockbridge Munith area.
Okay.
So you can now travel via bike path, non-motorized path, that whole distance.
Yeah. Well, and this is kind of where the two different things we're going to talk about kind of merge together. When we're talking about roads, I guess we could just kind of merge right into parks too, because when we're talking about those type of trails, that literally is a park. It's what's called a linear park.
That's correct. And our parks department has been working diligently and hard to touch every one of Jackson County's parks with improved enhancements, whether it be the playground that's been installed, which was a gift from the Glick family, at Keeley Park in downtown Jackson, commonly known as the Fairgrounds, mm-hmm. to working with Maynard Mills and improving that park with a roundabout, access, parking, enhancements, and going to see stuff this next year. With that, also further development with the state of Michigan, and the replacement of the park's features that were at Pleasant Lake at the campgrounds. I know you'll remember back when we were both a lot younger, we did projects at Loomis Park and then out at Pleasant Lake where the communities came together and built those play structures.
Okay.
Well, those play structures now are fully depreciated, a.k.a. they're starting to show wear and tear and rot, and it's time to replace them. And the county stepped up and is putting together a play structure that Henrietta Township wanted and asked for. And so that's going to be done over this next year, spring of 2026, mm-hmm. Going into the playground season. So, you know, we've done a lot of work, whether it be enhanced boat launches like we have at Vandercook Lake, where you can now launch your kayak and travel to a spot within Ellisharp Park or further down the Grand River also. So, and you have access to a lot of different parks and pathways throughout Jackson County.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just from my point of view, and I see it because I'm next to it, the Round Lake Park, and I have to imagine that if it happened here, it happened at many of the other county parks where you had, and you talked about it with Pleasant Lake, you had older equipment there. Just removing it in some cases, you're getting rid of an eyesore. It might have been functional in some way, shape, or form, but you know, missing paint and just looking like it was old from the 70s or 80s really enhanced the aesthetics and the look of the parks too.
Well, I'll share with you that some of those park features go back to the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So getting those out of there is a good thing, and I believe that everybody will appreciate the enhancements that we've done to our mm-hmm. county parks going forward, and what we're going to be doing over the next couple of years also.
And
so, yeah, I mean, it's literally because we've made these investments, mm-hmm. private people have stepped up and given us gifts, whether it's the artwork that's on Weatherwax Drive, the sculptures and that stuff, or some of the different equipment that has been purchased. I know at Portage Lake, where the county park is, the neighbors stepped up because their grandkids are the ones that are playing there and wanted to make sure that they had the right play equipment that their grandkids liked and loved, so they also contributed to that fund. So it's important that the people that the parks are in, when they're in their communities, if you're invited to a meeting, you know, please attend. So that way we can make sure the park has the features and benefits that you would like it to have.
And when it comes to communities coming together to help out parks, Cascades, we can't go the year without talking about the Cascades, the Al Glick Foundation, and, of course, the fundraising efforts to really come together and I don't want to say rebuild, but replenish and reinvigorate what's happening at the Cascades.
Well, I think it's a complete rehab. The best mm-hmm. way to say it is that we have right now a 96-year-old pride, a diamond, as the parks chairman Mike Way likes to say, one of Jackson's five diamonds at the Cascades. And thanks to the Glick family, thanks to the community as a whole and their contributions, we were able also to leverage the state and get all the money we need. Well, not really all the money, but everything we need to do all the new recapitalization of the Cascades Falls. We got to create a maintenance fund going forward so that way we can take care of it for years to come. But, you know, the big plus is that we have a project that the community has stepped up, whether it be Kiwanis Club, Rotary Club, Lions Club. Mm-hmm. You know, the falls are one of the things that everybody in Jackson County knows and owns, and I think it's something that we really take pride in saying that, well, have you been to the Cascades? Have you seen the Cascades? And you take guests to it, and that's you take friends to it. I know during this past summer when I was down there talking with people about fundraising and explaining what we were doing, I met people from the Philippines, I met people from India, I met people from England, I met people from all different states, and I met people from the east side of Jackson that hadn't been to the Cascades in either a very long time or had never seen it and were amazed at the condition it was in, the quality that it was in. You know, and I'm very glad to say that I've worked on the Take Down the Wall Committee, and this community stepped up and did wonderful things with that Take Down the Wall Committee, and, you know, different construction firms, whether it be the Dunnigans or Bailey's or any of those organizations have really helped us with the Cascades.
County Commission Chairman Steve Shotwell, kind of our year in review for Jackson County. And, you know, we've got just a few minutes left here. I do want to talk about the what Greg always called the Juan Zapata International Airport. Before that, it was a Kent Maurer. It seems like ever since I've been working in Jackson, even before Kent Maurer was the manager out there, there's always been work going on at the Jackson County Airport. Big projects happening at the Jackson County Airport. And this was one of the bigger years for the Jackson County Airport.
Yes, we rehabbed and refurbished all of our facilities around Jackson County, the airport being the one that everybody can see quite well. You've seen the installation of solar panels that will be turned on before the end of the year. You've seen a rehab of the tower, the installation of an elevator to make that a completely barrier-free system. And because of the enhancements there, somebody stepped up and has taken over the airport restaurant and is working with us to rehab that building. And so there's a lot of exciting things at the airport that we're working on. And we met yesterday to have the year end for the Jackson County Airport and all the different things that we have out there. We've topped almost 45,000 takeoffs and landings at the Jackson Airport this year. So you say, you know, what's the significance? Well, the significance is, and Juan talked about this, with the first snow event that we had 8 planes that were backed up to land, and they had to clean off the runway and have it all ready and operational by 7 a.m. Back in November when we had this first snowfall. And they moved just a little bit over 2 million pounds of snow off of that runway.
Wow.
So very involved, very, very important to Jackson business-wise, very important to Jackson as an economic engine for our community.
And finally, Jackson County Sheriff's Department.
We've worked this year with the sheriff to refocus the direction we're going to go with the Sheriff's Department. He has done some different studies, and we found some projects that we're able to step up and do. And as everyone's aware, we bought his law enforcement deputies new equipment, new sidearms, new holsters, new equipment like that. And we've also bought a new scanning system to be used at the jail system, which is very similar to what you would have going into an airport. And you'll see, I highly recommend you follow us January and February of 2026. Our study sessions are going to involve further rehabbing and utilization of the Channer Road property and the establishment of different enhancements to our jail system going forward, spending money within our budget, saving money every year towards other projects, so that way the County Board of Commissioners, with law enforcement and public safety being number one, making sure that the Sheriff's Department gets the equipment and state-of-the-art operations that it needs to man a jail, but also work within a system countywide to make sure that the bad guys don't like Jackson County.
County Commission Chairman Steve Shotwell joining us here today on AM Jackson with our year in review. Steve, as always, we appreciate our visits. We're always thankful as to how you make yourself accessible and keep us and our listeners informed about what's happening with the county. We appreciate you. We thank you. And we hope that you have a very Merry Christmas, Steve.
You too, and a Happy New Year to all your listeners, and I look forward to talking with you there that first Tuesday in January.
All right, it's on my calendar. I'll talk with you soon, Steve. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
It's AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.